03. Yeah, tell him the kid will have to pay for it when he gets older. Oh, yes, many shittas hold that that's the case. How old is the kid? I mean, is he above 8 years old?
Some
is
9 as well.
There are some shittas that he has to pay when he gets older, but there's enough shittas that he doesn't have to that you really can't demand it of him either. Okay. That's it. That's just that's the longhand version, so to speak. Simon Samach Aleph, 003, Thursday night, Simon Samach Aleph, and we're up to Se'if Dalid. Se'if Dalid. Nogin Likros Pasakrishan Bakol Rum, Kedei Le'orer HaKavona, because the main Kavona by Kriyashma is by the first Pasuk. So, yeah, actually this is an interesting halacha, because there's a Gemara, the Gra brings this down. The Gemara says, "Kol Omer Omen Yeshmer Abba B'chol Kocho." So Moshe Moshari Gan Eden, or Kol Omer Tardima. So Rashi learns B'chol Kocho means B'chol Kavanoso. Tosfos learns B'chol Kocho means literally, he yells it out. But they really come together as the same shot, because there's no point in yelling. So, quiet. What are you yelling for? So the point of yelling is indeed because that's Ma'orer Kavana. So that's what sort of that mizug of Rashi and Tosfos comes together in this mechaber, where B'kol Rom, he says explicitly, there's an inyan of B'kol Rom because that makes you have kavana. Well, that allows you to have kavana.
When do you take consideration that your kol Rom is affecting the other person's kavana?
When it affects the other person's kavana. You know, what does it say? The right to swing your fist stops at the other person's nose. So the right to scream out in the cold room stops at the other person's ears. When it bothers him.
And if possible, everybody's neck is
said
with the cold room. Right. If it bothers him, indeed it, you know. No again, lead ten yedayim al pneim, but kriyash ma posagrishon, kadesh wa yistakol, but dover acher. In another thing, Shemono Melechabe. You should so that's a minute to cover your eyes. So the Mishnah Berurah says Yudehem, which would really be Mashma plural, but it doesn't mean plural. Ratzaloma Yad Yamin, one hand, the right hand. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer about lefties. This is one of the things that a lefty does with his right hand also. Even a lefty should cover his eyes with his right hand. Actually, not only does it say Yadehem plural in the Mechaber, and the Mishnah Berurah speaks out one hand, but he also says Al Pneihem in the Mechaber, which means on your face, but it doesn't mean on your face, you do it on your eyes.
It's the same reason, it's talking about plural. So it's saying people are Noheg to put their hand on their face. Wouldn't it be plural for both?
No, face and eyes is the difference between this and this. Can you just close your eyes and not bother with this whole geschäft? And the answer is you could al pi halacha, but it's brought down al pi kabbalah that there's a thing about covering your eyes with your hand. So al pi kabbalah, you shouldn't just close your eyes. That's not. They're germophobic. Sivov. There's probably more germs in the talus than on his hand. Simon Gov, Sorech Laharech Beches Shel Echod, Kedei Sheyam Lech HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shamayim Uvo'aretz, Shel Azeh Romeiz HaChatotros, that's that little roof on a ches in a Sefer Torah type ksav, Shebe'emtza Gag HaChes, V'yarech, okay, so that's the ches, Echod. I mean, there's a sugyim brachas, and according to some Rishonim, there's no special kavana you should have by the ches, but everything is by the dalid. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber is paskening that the ches, you should have the kavana. When you say kriyashma, you're supposed to be makabal ol malchus shemayim. So you're supposed to be mamlech Hashem in shemayim v'oretz, and in the dalid ruchos ha'olam, and the Chafetz Chaim brings out from Rabbi Sol Salanta, that while you're being mamluch Hashem and Shemayim v'oret and the Dalad Ruchos Olam, you shouldn't forget to be mamluch him over yourself. Which is a sad, a bittersweet. He said it in jest, but it's not a joke. So the echad, you're supposed to think b'shemayim v'oretz. The yarech b'dalid shel echad shir sheyachshav shehakadosh baruch hu yochid ba'olamo. That's the word echad. Umoshel b'dalid ruchos ha'olam. That's the dalid. Lo yarech yoser mikashir zeh. That's the Gemara's lashon. Whether it means you're not allowed to, or you don't have to, or you shouldn't. Pashas means you don't have to, or you shouldn't. You shouldn't, because you shouldn't. I mean, it's a shayla nechrenim what it means. Now, what does it mean to be myrich with the dalet? So some want to bring a raya from there to the pronunciation that's more like a th sound than a dalet sound. But the truth is, it's no raya. I mean, the Bach and the Rav Shulchan Aruch. The Bach says, the Bach says how to do it, and he's obviously not saying that the dalet is that. Yarech b'neshimas haruach shemotzi mipiv. So I don't know. I'm not sure what he means, though. I mean, the truth is, you can do it just by being madgish to dalet. You have to make sure not to say the dalet as a shva. Echad, that you have to make sure not to do. The Bach's lashon is sheyadgish b'dalet yarech b'neshimas haruach shemotzi mipiv. Neshimas ruach shemotzi mipiv. The final neshimas ruach shemotzi mipiv. I think it's even dalid. It's coming out of your throat. A guttural sound. Dalid. Echad. If you just close your lips, no sound will come out. Echad. Echad. There's something coming out of my voice box when I say achod. There's something coming out of my larynx. Okay, so that vocal cord you should stretch a little. You should make it. That's what the Bach says. That's the Bach. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it this way. Make sure you don't say it like it has a shlo underneath it. He says like this, interesting. Umashe omru laharich bedalet shel echad, lo omru laharich the limshoch the kriyas hadalet. It doesn't mean to stretch out the dalet's pronunciation. Arei kol os shebesof hateva, because if you have a letter at the end of the word without a nekuda, so there's nothing to be mayrich. It comes to a stop. The Rav Shulchan Aruch says, "Ella just means yarech b'machshavto." That's all it means. Doesn't mean yarech in the saying of the dalet. That's the Rav Shulchan Aruch. Here it is. He appears around. If you don't believe me, and this is the Bach. The Bach does talk about lengthening what's coming out as a breath.
The Bach could have at that time still have had the dalet like the Shvarim.
Svaydim don't say a dalad tha. To me, neshimas ruach piv doesn't mean that. It's not a neshima. Okay, we do the best we can without saying duh. V'yesh noagin lahatos harosh b'fi hamachshava, to move around the head, or some say the eyes, the way your machshava is, meaning the shemayim v'aretz, which would be mala mata, uladalad ruchos. Yeah, nowadays, there are people that do it. Maybe you shouldn't do it if people are going to make fun of you. If people make fun of you, you shouldn't do it. Some people just do it with their eyes, not with their heads. They're with their eyes. So now you know why the minute came from to cover your eyes, so that people should, no. Some say that, so that people shouldn't see you doing it. L'harich b'ches, kotzum b'ogon Avram b'shem. Not sure what. B'shem. I don't know. Sheyarich b'ches, kashir shlish, ubedalit kashir b'shlishim. A third and two thirds of the har. That's how it should be split up. The yeshomim shaliyarech b'ches klal, rak yichavin hakol b'dalit, but kachkotim hagrob b'biuro. And that really, if you learn the sugyan brachas, I think it's the yud beis and mid beis, so you'll see on what where that comes from. That the gemara means don't be mayrech in the ches at all. Lo yarech yoser ayim primagodim b'shem aprichados. He discusses whether it means you don't have to or you shouldn't. A machshava, move around the head. Avogav derminan akori yeshma leikrus beinov, should not motion with his eyes. That means hasum akritzav armizal tzarich davaracher. You want to tell your friend to wait for you a minute, so you go like this and you go like that, or you wink. That's what you're not supposed to do. But here the remiza is part of the saying of kriyashma. You're being maram is the kavana that you're having. Avolhocha haremiza hilatzarich hakavana. Okay. The hatoya, the moving around the head, shvichalios, mizrach sofon mayrav doro. Not the way they make a cross. Velo yate harosh mizrach mayrav sofon dorom, which is the way they make a shesi veirav. Okay, it looked like you're in the wrong religion. Yeah, what is the memayin? Doesn't have it? Okay. Okay, Sif Ches, Sif Zion. Yad Gish B'dalash Lo Tei Keresh. You make sure you're saying Echad, not anything that would sound remotely like Acher, which wouldn't be a good thing to be saying. Lo Yad Gish Yosef Midai, Mishnah Berurah says, but don't go overboard. Shenira She'ilu Adalad Nekuda B'shva O B'tzeire. You'll end up pronouncing it that way. Ela Kavona She'atimena B'pei Yofen. You know, make sure you pronounce it clearly. Don't swallow the ches, don't slur it. And it'll sound like you're saying it. In other words, don't say it without the nekuda that's under it. If you slur it, you end up saying echad, echad. You know, it's a syllable. Say it as a syllable. Lo yarech ba'alef. Because it might sound like ain, which could mean not. And anyway, it sounds funny. You're not saying a word yet, so. Also, lo mashma beis pa'omen. Bein shekofel ha-tevos, omer shma. Bein shekofel ha-posuk harish, and say the whole posuk twice. What? You want a heter? There's a general heter that if it's clearly not the problem is it's nirek and makabel beis shulos. It looks like you're accepting two deities. So in any context where it's obvious that that's not what you're doing, so it's a heter. B'shas, let's say a person's dying. Chevek Kadisha sometimes try to get Shema Yisrael at the Zman Yitzias Neshama, and they'll repeat it, like to try to. But it's a heter. It'll always say you really shouldn't do it. But so you should ask Mordechai Ben David who we got a heter from. I wish that was all that was wrong with that song. Also, Lo Mashma Beis Poamim. Now I'm a chut with Sukhi Berry. Now I became a yachtsman of songs. Now I can talk about music. We talked in learning already about the difference between Kalbach and Chaim David. We already talked in learning. Bishum Denira Kilim Kabul Olav Shtei Rishuyos Chas V'Shalom. He knew that yesterday was the night of the Vart, was Kalbach Yortzeit. Not the Vart, the L'chaim, whatever that's called. the verdict is yet to be. You didn't send out that message. What?
I read something.
You sent it?
I read it.
Yesterday.
Oh.
About the
vort.
About
the vort. 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 Vimlo kivein me'ikara. What do you do if you don't have kavana? So you have to say it again. The famous Gemara about this. It's not famous. I made it famous. The guy in the Gemara kept asking, but what happens if you didn't have kavana one time? Sometimes you don't have to answer the question. It says you hit him over the head. Make sure you have kavana the first time. But what happens if you didn't? Supposed to have kavana the first time. What do? Quietly, so nobody will hear you. This is mamash only in public this day. Only where other people can hear you. But if he meant to say it twice, then afilu balachash also. This heter is only if it turned out that way because you didn't have kavon. Ubeslichis mutalom mashma b'chol pam shomer v'yavor, which I guess is in some of the scholes, t'chivin shematzer karbi bintayim u'mechzik ishtei v'shuyas. No shear is given really what's called a hefzik that would make it not be called that you're saying it twice. V'ayim b'taz, I guess if it doesn't sound like you're saying it twice. Bayim betas simen samach gimel siv gimel shekosov gam kein dim bamten ezus man bin akri rishon alishniya shori they mishaskin also lam kein kori beis pom mitzufim afila maguna nami loy hab bain shekoyfel the words or the sentence but the evidence of kfeilus apostle yotza it's not called a hefsek. I don't know what the chiddush is. It's yeah ubik feilus atevos sorichion. What? It's a rechiyam because it has no mashmos. You ruined any mashmos that you're giving it. Bayim bir alocha, which we don't have to do. Only Pnei Shmuel has to. Pnei Shmuel has in its charter they're going to do everything like the Mishnah Berurah. So if the Mishnah Berurah says Ayim bir alocha, they have to. I don't have to.
You're saying it's
al tefsik
and not, of course,
it's nerik shayushri. No, well, he says, what, kfeilus ha-posuk or kfeilus ha-tevos?
Yeah, there's a difference between chelak ha-word and chelak.
No, that's because it has no mashmos.
It has nothing to do with
no, that's not a ma'akev. That's meshaskin also or magune. This is because it has no mashmos. It doesn't, the words don't mean anything.
So someone just repeats the first word.
Well, if you didn't say, if you're a brisker, you can do anything you want. Apostle Rishon, Isu Beis Yosef, the Apostle Rishon V'Hola Ein Chashash, Milosh Larif L'Cher L'Mashmakein, V'Ayim V'Moganam Gibor M'Shgam Hamimi Machmer B'Zeh. In subsequent Pesukim, Achal Mitoso V'Badli Ein Machmer B'Zeh, because we're going to see in a moment that Adarabba, there was a recommendation to read the first parasha of Kriya Shema over and over and over again till you fall asleep, which is Sif Yud Shekori Kriya Shema Al Mitosom Mutalikros Kol Parsha Balachso Balikros. So you read it over and over. V'yesh Mishanish Kambazeh Yesh Lizor Miloma Pasagrishim Gimel Beis Pohamim. But you could certainly read the whole parasha and then again the whole parasha. That's probably enough of a hefsek. Okay, Al Mitoso. Mashma Dafka Al Mitoso, G'day Lishtakea B'Shinim B'Tei Chriyash Mamishim Shmiras. You have a good reason. Abu B'Mokom Acher, Osir Likras Afidu Parsha Kula Beis Po'amim. Al Mitoso Gamkin, Ein Muter Elam Ken Kori Parsha, V'Lo Posegrishim B'Lobad. They really, the Kozir Dafkan Kori Parsha Shema Lobad, though. Abu B'Mokori Gamkin, Shor Parsha Yus, then Mamish, Ein Chashash B'Dover, any time in the day. But you can certainly read the whole Kriya Shema over and over and over if you have occasion to. See, the first parasha over and over is really improper, except Al Mitoso when it's nikar that you're doing it to fall asleep as you're saying Kriya Shema. The first pasuk only you should always avoid. Yeah, and the first pasuk only you should always avoid.
this Eitzah, someone should go over to the road again.
It's not an Eitzah.
And it says,
it's not an Eitzah to fall asleep.
No, 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 you say you should fall asleep.
So you should fall asleep and not just think you're not respecting.
I'm afraid you'll fall asleep in the middle of the bus.
I certainly have to
be afraid
of that. Yes, I don't
most people won't do that. Most people can estimate when they're going to fall asleep. Okay, one more. Two more. Let's do Sifir Aleph and Yud Beis. I remember Shmiras Baslichus of Yom Kippur who betfilas Ne'ilah Beis Pomin Posuk Shema Yisrael. Yes, Lulamdam Shalom Yomru, Abach Kosov Deinavatal Bemokum Shanagu Kain, Avalalabush, the Lechem Chamudos, Mamogan Avram Osrin, Ribi Agromash Magam Kain Shaoser, Mina Kosherhu, that's the next sif, Hashem Huhu Elokim, Shomim also be Yom Kippur, but Fidos Nilo Zion Pa'omim, Mina Kosherhu, that's okay to say Hashem Huhu Elokim many times, even though I guess there's a Havamin at least. It's also Nivek Ishtei Rishuyos, but there's a special cheshbon for saying it seven times. Mishnah Berurah says, Shemeshavchan the Bori is Baruch Hador Lamala Mishiva Rikiyim. We don't know what that means either. Gamatzina Bekrob Beis. What?
Well, that's what I say.
You're baglating him, so to speak. Each Rikiyah. Gamatzina Bekrob Beis Pa'omim Da Hashem Hualokim Gabel Yahu. Mashomim Gimel Pomim Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoli Olam Boed Yom Kippurim Gamkein Mudad Loichosu L'Shtei Rishuyas Olam Posuk Shema Shuk Gabalu Ful Malchus Shemayim V'chim Shekibel Olav Malchus Shemayim Pam Machas Ain't Chashash Ba'emiris Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoli Olam Boed Yosem Pam Mechad Okoy Al Posuk Shema Yisrael V'lek Laman Do Osil Amiti Doesn't even look like Shtei Rishuyas Hagoy Yesh Yomim Sheish Yizor Shlo Lanos Al Shum Bracha Beis Pa'omim Omein The Gamzem Mechshek is Tei Rishuyas. Why in the Mogan Avram Shemekel B'Dobar? I will Achreinim Eskimu Le'asor. The Imhu Omer Omein Ve'Omein, you say that vote. Omein Ve'Omein. Then Shori. But then it becomes just emphatic. You want to be emphatic, you're saying Omein Ve'Omein. Kedichsir Baruch Hashem Yolom Omein Ve'Omein. Actually, the Sota said Omein twice. But first of all, in deep darshan, that it was Amen Shavol Sotisi Miyizeh Amen Shavol Sotisi Miyishachem. But you don't have to say that. The whole question was foolish. You can't say Amen twice to a bracha, but it's Mechzik Yishtei Rishuyas. She was saying Amen twice to a klala, nothing to do with anything. Vayin the Prima Godim Shekos of Dover Chodesh. He writes something nice. A Chiddush. V'hu Deish Trei Gavnei Amen. Amen has three, two meanings, two basic meanings. Echad, the person is saying, Shani Mamin, Umechazik Shekein Hu Emes, I'm affirming that what was said is true. Vasheni Hu Pirish Al Bakosha. That's pronounced Amen. It should be that way. Vasalomo Sheyonu Hadvorim, Yamalim Mishalo Seinu, Yimkein Bebrocha Sheish Boshnei and Yonim. Which most brachos, let's say in Shmona Esrei, have both things. Aderuch Rafeinu Hashem B'nei Rafei, where you say Kikel Melech Nemon Rachmon Oto, and but you're saying Rafeinu Hashem B'nei Rafei, so you could say based upon the Amen, because one is the Amen of I affirm that it's so, which is going on the Shevach, and then there's the Amen Halavai it should be so, which is Rafeinu Hashem B'nei Rafei, could refer to the Bakosha. Without the vav, with the vav is always a heter. You hear two brachas and you could say amen, amen. That's for sure. Efshad amen echad yalu lekan ulekan. Vim yomar amen ve amen odif tfei. There you should say with the vav.
One amen twice.
The Mishnah Berurah has a strong side that yes, and then. I would say it's not Mechzik Yishtei Rishuyas. You're answering on one on one. Why is there a Shaila? But apparently there is. I guess someone listening doesn't realize what you're doing. So you're saying Omein, Omein. Okay, we'll stop here.